From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. 42 years ago this week, the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, was a battleground in the civil rights movement. Today, it was a battleground in the contest for the Democratic presidential nomination. Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were in Selma for commemorations of the 1965 Voting Rights March. Police attacked the marchers in a confrontation that came to be known as Bloody Sunday. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams is in Selma and joins us. Juan, can you describe for us the scene there today?
It's been a fascinating day, Debbie. We just crossed over the Edmund Pettus Bridge and now concluded a ceremony in which President Bill Clinton was inducted into the Voting Rights Hall of Fame. He was on stage with his wife, Hillary Clinton, the senator from New York, who spoke earlier in the day at the First Baptist Church. For a time, Barack Obama, the senator from Illinois, was also on stage. He spoke earlier in the day at Brown Memorial Chapel, where the marchers left from back in 1965.
A lot of symbolism there in Selma today. Can you give us a sense of Senator Clinton's appearance and how she was received?
It was fascinating. You know, Hillary Clinton had not planned to come here until Barack Obama had said he was going to appear here, and it looked like this would be an opportunity for him to make real inroads into the black vote. Senator Clinton, speaking at the First Baptist Church, really honored the memory of voting rights and said that voting rights were key not only to Barack Obama, but also to Hillary Clinton's success.
The Voting Rights Act gave more Americans from every corner of our nation the chance to live out their dreams. And it is the gift that keeps on giving. Today, it is giving Senator Obama the chance to run for President of the United States. And by its logic and spirit, it is giving the same chance to Governor Bill Richardson, a Hispanic. And yes, it is giving me that chance, too.
And Senator Obama, who attended his event?
Well, it was really interesting. You had John Lewis, the hero of these events back in 1965, there in the church with him, as well as the local congressman, Arthur Davis, and Joe Lowry, Dr. King's aide from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, all at Brown Chapel. And Barack Obama used the occasion to really try to strengthen his connection and ties to the civil rights community.
So don't tell me I don't have a claim on Selma, Alabama. Don't tell me I'm not coming home when I come to Selma, Alabama. I'm here because somebody marched for our freedom.
As you mentioned, Juan, there's been a lot of talk about the competition between these two candidates for black voters. Any sense of who made headway there today?
I think they both did very well, Debbie. You know, this was clearly an effort by Barack Obama at a time when he is picking up in polls, picking up more and more of the black vote, a time, an opportunity for him to really fight back against any suggestion he is not a black candidate and not in line with the grand traditions of the civil rights struggle. Mrs. Clinton, on the other hand, wanted to make it clear that she, too, has a story to tell and that her personal story is of a woman having the opportunity not only to run for president but to actually win.
NPR's Juan Williams in Selma, Alabama. Thank you.
You're welcome, Debbie.